What does the Queen really do? The Queen is a busy lady. From the army to the church, here are 10 things on her long list.
1. She makes the law. Well, technically, she just signs new legislation, but laws have no legal force without her personal signature. It's really a formality, as no monarch has refused to give royal assent, as the process is called, since 1707. Still, in theory, she's the boss.
2. She chooses the Prime Minister. In practice, she simply invites the leader of the party that has the most MPs after an election to form a government. That said, if two parties had exactly the same number of MPs, she might really have to make a choice.
3. She opens Parliament. This occasion to formally mark the start of the parliamentary year is no doubt fun for Her Majesty, as it is one of the rare times that she gets to wear her crown and be properly queenie.
4. She is the Prime Minister's unofficial agony aunt. The Prime Minister goes to Buckingham Palace every Tuesday for a private audience with the Queen. Many PMs, Boris Johnson is her 14th, say that these talks are useful because she is impartial and, at this stage, almost certainly has the best retrospective political vision of anyone in the country.
5. She knights people. Each year, she makes a few hundred notable people into lords, dames, knights, and other honorific positions. And yes, she uses a sword to do it.
6. She's Colonel-in-Chief of Britain's Armed Forces. Mostly, this just means that she has to dress up like a soldier and attend military parades. It helps if you like military bands and people walking like robots.
7. She's head of the Church of England. Naturally, this means that the Queen is a regular churchgoer, but she also gets to appoint bishops and archbishops.
8. She has lots of engagements. Until recently, the Queen was patron of 600 charities, and, even in her 90s, was attending 350 public events a year. But at least she has her own royal train with sleeper and dining car.
9. She schmoozes foreign dignitaries. When important leaders come to visit, they get the full Buckingham Palace treatment with a royal banquet and so on. She's the hostess with the mostest.
10. She can declare war. She hasn't done this one so far, but it is part of the job. The last monarch to do it was her father, George VI, who declared war on Nazi Germany in 1939. Britain has had military engagements since then, of course, but nothing as major as World War II. And the Queen doesn't do the smaller conflicts.